Place you want to go to the bathroom.
See what you got in here.
You don't want to go in there, Mr. Clark. It stinks.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Botany.
Botany who?
Botany good toilets lately.
Welcome back. It's Rosie on the House, your Arizona Saturday morning tradition for 27 years. We're joined with Rebath and Kitchens talking bathroom
potty talk.
And updates.
It's potty talk.
Potty talk.
Potty talk potty with talk. Rebath. Kirk Kittleson of Rebath here this morning with Lori Lund, president of Rebath, just to talk potty talk. During the break, we were talking about the history of toilets. Where were you traveling, Kirk?
It was in Turkey, a city called Ephesus.
I know it from the Bible.
And, I don't know how much BC or AC, I don't know, but
okay.
Long, long time ago. And it was built, it's a town of 200,000 people. It was built on the side of a mountain or a hill. And there was running water from the top of the mountain. And so they would build the restrooms on the side in buildings. So it was private. And there might be 20 seats in there. And the slaves would go in and sit on the granite prior to the other guys going in or the other women going in to warm it up.
And after you had somebody warm your seat for you?
And I was there, and I heard the story. And after the after you've done your business, they would turn the water on a valve that was damming it, and it would run through that building that they'd built in a channel and wash it all the way down into the sea. And that worked for 150 or 200 years. And then finally, disease from the ocean was too much.
Because they were just dispelling it right off.
Right in the ocean. Yeah. They're eating the fish from that and doing all that. And pretty soon, disease wiped out that entire city.
Oh. Well, and you think we're through that. But it was just this past summer, I was on Coronado Island, and they weren't letting you in the water because the sewer disposal station south of the border was flowing north.
Oh,
and
great.
They were not letting anyone in the beach. Coronado Island.
That's hard to imagine this day and age, isn't it?
Why do you go to Coronado? And then to find out, we're that close to a sewage disposal
that's going into the ocean?
Okay.
Awful.
All right. So we're not here just to talk about the nasty part of bathrooms. Bathrooms have really become, Jennifer and I, Lori, were blown away. Did you get to the Builders Show in Las Vegas this year?
I did, actually. I was there for a meeting and spent some time walking around.
Did you see the bathroom from the kids at the University of Kentucky? You walked in the bathroom, and from your feet on the floor, it took your weight, it took your body pressure, it took your temperature, and as you walked in, the mirror on the wall posted the travel advisories between your home and work, the outdoor weather, and the top news stories and what the Dow was doing.
Wow, amazing technology.
The lights came on, and it sensed you. It knew which temperature you wanted and what vanity you were going to use as opposed to which vanity Jennifer was going to use. So it knew both of you, and it would deliver the temperature perfectly the way you wanted it.
So now your bathroom's computer and plumbing, right? You need two techs to work on your bathroom.
Yeah, you're not needing a slave to warm the seat up anymore, that's for sure.
I don't know if I'd want to walk in and see my weight every single morning.
Every single morning.
Well, we're here with Lori Lund, the president of Rebath, as well as the founder of Rebath, Kirk Kittleson. We're talking about kind of some interesting historical dimensions of bathrooms. But if somebody wanted to kind of take their historical bath and bring it into the new age, how would they do that, and how would they get a hold of y'all?
Well, we certainly can do whatever you want to do in the bathroom. That's what we do.
Yeah.
And you just call our office. We send consultants, design consultants, out to people's homes for free.
Yeah. And what's that number?
480-998-8900. 480-998-8900.
And you've got design consultants here in Phoenix.
Correct.
You've got design consultants up in
Northern
Quad City area that kind of handles all of Northern Arizona.
Correct.
So
I did post that link on Facebook for this week, and boy, it sure got a lot of attention because I posted one of their beautiful bathrooms on there. And you can go right to it and see all the possibilities.
You know, one thing, Rosie, that I really like about, and this sounds really mundane, but the height of toilets is growing. They used to be really low, and they're higher. So
are they so high that I'll get a nosebleed?
No, but it's easier to get on and off. And you and I are close to the same age. And I saw you limping when you came out today, and I just got a new hip, so I like higher toilets.
Yeah, I'm dealing with a little Achilles tendonitis here. It does make you feel old, that's for sure. So the we had a call last hour, and they were saying, hey, when the folks from Rebath get in, ask them, because they're remodeling their bathroom down in Rio Rico, and they said, ask them, what finish should I order my plumbing fixtures in that's going to last the longest? You know, we went from the polished chrome all through the 50s and the 60s, and then we went to the polished brass in the 70s that lasted 90 days. What finish are y'all seeing? He particularly was looking at the oil bronze. Is that a good durable plumbing fixture finish?
It is. It's still popular. We have brushed nickel, stainless. The chrome is back, big this year.
Any finishes that are particularly weak links that they won't get a good service out of, or have we kind of figured that out?
Well, there's no the if you buy quality, the finish will last. The question is do you want to get too trendy and say date your home, or just get something that will stand the test of time, or you fashion forward and say, I'm going to live in this house for 15 years. Here's how I want it to look. But the what really matters there, Rosie, is not what the finish is, but the quality of the you're buying.
Talking bathrooms more with Kirk Kittleson and Lori Lund of Rebath when we get back. Y'all stay tuned.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.